I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the era of the passenger train. In 1864, the Pennsylvania Railroad first laid down its tracks that went through Kane, providing service from Philadelphia to Erie. The railroad opened up the hilltop to industry and boosted local employment, creating jobs in the Kane shops and rail yard. At its peak in the early 1900s, the Pensy ran 24 passenger trains daily through the Kane station. The Baltimore and Ohio had 8, and the Kane and Elk Railroad provided 4 trains with daily service to James City. By 1919, train service to James City was eliminated, and the 75 or so glass workers who relied on the Kane and Elk line were on their own to find the way to work each day. The days of heavy passenger travel to and from Kane evoked a sense of romanticism. According to the Kane Republican, former editor John Cliff, in his early days as a reporter, met passenger trains at the Kane Depot and would often see immigrants arrive in Kane on a train in clothing of their native land, with name tags pinned to their clothing, waiting to be picked up by relatives. Countless celebrities, politicians, and sports figures passed through the depot. The Cleveland Indians Ball Club reportedly passed through town when their schedule required travel from New York City to Detroit. During the 1920s, Governor Gifford Pinchot pushed for better roads, and the brick highway was laid to Kane's home. According to the Kane Republican, Pinchot got the farmers out of the mud when the state began putting down blacktop on area roads. Wikipedia states that the interstate highway system was first envisioned by President Eisenhower when he was a young lieutenant colonel in 1919, driving cross-country on behalf of the Army on dreadful local roads. According to Wikipedia, the advent of automobile and airplane travel in post-World War II caused a sharp decline of the passenger railroad. Although the federally funded interstate highway system of the 1950s did not completely dislodge freight rail as the primary means by which goods were shipped long distance, it drastically reduced freight rail's market share. The advent of the automobile and the post-World War II suburb caused a similar decline in ridership on passenger trains. Rather than responding to falling demand with increased investment to attract lost ridership, local transit agencies responded to revenue shortfalls with budget cuts, thereby worsening services and leading to a vicious cycle of continued falling ridership. The rapid demise of passenger service to the hilltop began in the 1930s, with the heaviest and most irreversible cuts coming in the early 1950s. By 1954, the primary Pensy runs were the eastbound 580 to Emporium and the westbound 581 to Erie. In 1958, 860 people boarded in Meadville for what would be the last train travel over the Kinzu Viaduct for almost 30 years. In 1987, the Knox and Kane Railroad offered excursion trains from Marionville to and across the bridge. These steam trains continued service until 2002. The last morning flyer, the 581 westbound to Erie, left the Kane station at 7:20 on the morning of March 27, 1965. The penultimate Pensy passenger train, the 580, departed eastbound for Emporium at 8:28 that evening. In September of 1966, as part of a Kinzu Dam ceremony at the Brownell Farm, the jam-packed last train to Kinzu departed, ending the passenger era of the Iron Horse on the hilltop. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.